This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. We're live from Greensboro. Upstage Cabaret Triad Stage, and you know that's probably the perfect venue for our next guest. Crystal Bright left North Carolina to travel the world, and when she returned, she brought home musical influences from Uganda, Mexico, China, Spain, and Indonesia. She started writing her own songs, building melodies on the musical styles she heard abroad and lyrics on the folktales and fables she heard. She's our musical guest today. Crystal Bright is on vocals and keyboard. She brought her band, Silver Hands. They are Diego Diaz on guitar, Sandy Blocker on percussion, Jeremy Denman on trumpet, and Robbie Link on stand-up bass. Crystal Bright and the Silver Hands. Krista, that song that you played going into our last break, that was something that you actually wrote for the North Carolina Symphony, is that right?
Well, I had written it already, and it existed on the first CD, and then Diego and I did an audition to get a chance to play with the symphony, and then they ended up doing an arrangement for it.
What was the story behind that? What was that part of a larger program?
It was their New Year's Eve program 2 New Year's Eves ago. And they did a triangle talent search for a chance to get to play with the North Carolina Symphony, and there was a lot of other. It was incorporated into a bigger show with Broadway tunes and classical pieces.
So tell us about your travels. Were you interested in music to begin with, or did your?
Well, I started playing piano when I was 7, and then picked up guitar later, and then I started studying anthropology in undergrad here at UNCG. And then I found out about ethnomusicology, which was music and anthropology, which is the perfect combination. And so I went to study grad school at Florida State and played in a mariachi band. And that's when I started playing the accordion and played in a Ugandan ensemble. And we'll hear the adungu, which is the Ugandan harp, later. And various other things.
So tell us about this, what you picked up along the way. Is it just the instruments or the structure of the music itself that interested you?
Well, yeah, in a lot of other cultures, in gamelan music, there's different structures for songs.
Indonesian gamelan, right?
Right, yeah. More cyclical, not just verse, chorus, bridge, chorus that you hear in, radio tunes. And so a lot of my song structures they follow a story, or they're not linear. They might not be perfectly linear or
structured that way, as familiar as we are with the kind of song structure we have. Will you play a song for us now?
Yes, definitely. This is called The Misplaced Zygote Down the Wrong Chimney.
Falling down on the reprise of this story that says I'm lost to myself and all of those on the other side of the fire and the ashes, pretending to be my guides in this world of ghosts and mirrors. If I ever want to live on.
Crystal Bright and the Silver Hands from their new CD, Muses and Boxes. They're going to be at White Collar Crime in Raleigh tonight. They are here in Greensboro with us today on The State of Things. You know, Crystal, we do get a lot of songs about zygotes on this
really?
Show, but so few accompanied on the saw. Well, tell us about the style. Is that a particular style or a blend of all of what you heard on your
travels?
It's just
a blend of my influences that come out.
It's kind of a cabaret feel, too. That's why I say it's appropriate to this. It's kind of got a lot of Lenier feel, you know, from the turn of to the 20th century.
Yeah.
Early on. Was that an influence of yours, that cabaret stuff?
Not really. No. It was. I hear a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Are you influenced by this, or you sound like this? And I'm like, I've never heard of that. But, you know, it's a lot of different things. You know, I've listened to a lot of P.G. Harvey, Bjork, Tori Amos, a lot of flamenco music, a lot of fado music from Portugal, a lot of Tom Waits.
You don't sound anything like Tom Waits,
no.
I'll tell you that.
But I like the, you know, the trashy stuff.
It's a great sound. tell us a little bit about the storytelling.
Well, I am very inspired by myths and folk tales and the analysis of those. I started with reading Joseph Campbell and Clarissa Pinkola Estes and Women Who Run With Wolves, and I was very inspired by the archetypes and the lessons and themes that were behind them that are so common in every culture. And so The Little Match Girl is about The Little Match Girl and about how we need to not fantasize about the past and the future and actually go out and do it and not waste our matches and freeze and die in the snow. And and then there's another song that's about a skeleton woman, which is an Inuit folktale, and it's this long story about a fisherman and the skeleton woman. We actually had it acted out in a performance art piece for our CD release show in January as part of the Fringe Festival. It's called Illuminating and Transcending the Shadow, the performance piece was. So a few of the songs are very are about the folk tales and different stories that I really like and touch me.
Will you do another one for us now?
Of course. This one is not about a folk tale, and this one is called Drowned Out, and we have a video on our website and on YouTube that Ron Royster directed and helped us with out of Chapel Hill. And so we're really excited about the video. You should check it out.
Is only big enough for a hushed and weary sound. The clock was slowly ticking and pounding in my head, and the roots grew slowly over all the books and words we've said. My hands become invisible to the notes that fill the air, and the reason that we're here today is constantly, irreproachably, the last thing that lingers here. Tick tock, the waves are crashing past the dock of inconveniences, and all the rhymes and reasons happen to be. Fortunately, you agree, little mouse, drowned out. And all the way from the east side there, upon a strand of a stranger's hair, we stare as the sun pierces through the last of the stones that held up the thrones of God to cater to hoarders and lawyers and doctors, and all of your guns and knives will be the end of a time that could have been sublime, but we'll always end up in the mouths of the rats and the cracks in the walls, waiting for us patiently. Crashing past the dock of inconveniences, and all the rhymes and reasons happen to be. Fortunately, you agree, little mouse, drown out. waves are crashing past the dock of inconveniences, and all the rhymes and reasons happen to be fortunate. You agree to me?
Crystal Bright and the Silver Hands live at Triad Stage. We're at the Upstage Cabaret. There's a story actually behind the title. There's a fable that I think the name of your band comes from a fable, does it not?
Yes, it's the Silver Hands, or the Handless Maiden. And it's about a girl whose father accidentally trades her for all the riches of the world.
Accidentally?
With the devil. Because the devil's like, hey, he's sneaky.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, hey, I'll trade you for all the riches of the world for your apple tree. And she happened to be sweeping under the apple tree. And then the mom was like, what did you do? Like, how could you? And so the devil comes back to get her later, and he can't because she's too pure and innocent. Even after not taking a bath for a year and cutting off her hands, he still can't take her. So she leaves home and becomes a beggar because she has no hands and she can't do her work. And a king finds her in a pear orchard and falls in love with her and makes her silver hands. And then a lot of other things happen, and they reunite in the end after she's sent away and her hands grow back by the end.
Can't she play the saw?
Maybe she'd stay away from that.
I want to leave you time to play us out. I just want to remind everybody that the latest CD is called Muses and Bones. Crystal Bright and the Silver Hands, my guest. They're going to be at White Collar Crime in Raleigh tonight. They're going to play us out. First, I want to thank you for being on the program, Crystal, and the band. Thanks so
Thanks
much for
having
being
us.
Here. Thanks to all of you here at Triad Stage and to our engineering staff, Robin Copley, Peter Bombar, for today's live broadcast from Greensboro. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Crystal Bright and the Silver Hands.
Fine, and I step.